Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I feel a bit far away from most people. John and Conrad are on the same side. It's good to welcome you here to our service this morning. This morning is slightly different, although, you know, not that different, I guess. We've got our creative service this morning, which means that those of you who feel you want to be particularly creative, partway through, you can go out and make something. Those of you who feel that you want to be creative in the mind can stay in here and have moments of quiet to reflect during the time that everyone's doing crafts. So there'll be that later on, and then during the rest of the service, we'll be doing various things together, enjoying ourselves, enjoying being with each other, and meeting with God, as we do when we come here. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, which is the beginning bit of the Bible, years and years before Jesus was born, there was a man who brought a message from God, and he said this. This message is from the Lord. His name was Jeremiah. The time is coming, says God, when I will raise up a good branch from David's family. He will be a king who will rule in a wise way. He will do what is fair. He will do what is right. When he rules, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This will be his name. The Lord makes things right for us. This will be his name. The Lord makes things right for us. People waited for hundreds of years, and this prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus. Now we wait. We begin a time of waiting for Jesus as well. It's called the time of Advent, and it begins today. Now, waiting can be a good thing, can be a bad thing. But one of the things that's difficult to do is to think about time when we're waiting. Time can seem long, it can seem short. So I thought we'd do a quick quiz. Yeah, I know. Thank you. And this quiz is called, How Long Does It Take To? And then I will give you a number of things. And you have to guess how long. I'll give you three choices, so it's not going to be too difficult. So, for instance, the first one, very, 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 very simple. How long does it take to boil a classic boiled egg? By classic, we're meaning mashable, but not too chalky. Advent is the waiting for the arrival of someone, the coming of someone. And of course, in Advent, we wait for Christmas, for the birth of Jesus. But it isn't just a waiting for 25 days to celebrate the birth of Jesus and then move on. Advent reminds us that actually, we're still waiting. We're waiting for Jesus to come again. And we're waiting for a time when hope and peace and joy and all things will come and the world will be made right. And this time leading up to Christmas is an exciting time. We light candles, we have Advent calendars, we wait and we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the coming of God to earth. But also, we're still waiting for the time when he'll come again. And Advent reminds us of that, how we wait not only for Christmas, but for the world to be made right with God. We're going to sing one more song and then we're going to be creative in various ways. So let's stand and sing together. I'm going to light the first one, which I know that's the second, but you know, we're going to light this one. Our first week we have then, after this week we have three more Sundays and then Christmas Day. It is that close. So we'll light our candle. There we go. First Sunday of Advent. First Sunday of waiting. I want to tell you a very quick story. The other day I was in Histon and I had to get back to Cottenham and I was waiting for a bus. And it said on the sign, 2 minutes. I thought 2 minutes is nothing. 2 minutes seemed to be there for about 10 minutes. And then, after about 10 minutes, which still said 2 minutes, I looked up and it had gone. And it said, next bus, 20 minutes. I thought, what happened to the... Did I miss it? hadn't come. So I thought, what should I do? Wait, go. Decided, after about 5 more minutes, this is rubbish, I'm going to start walking. I'll call Simon, see if he can come and pick me halfway. You know, so I started walking. I just got round the corner. The bus went straight past me. You know, but it did remind me that we wait for God. And Advent is a time of waiting for God. But often, partway through our waiting, we can think, oh, is God going to do anything? Is God going to answer my prayers? Is God going to do anything in my life? Do you know what? I can't be bothered with this waiting. I'm just going to go off and do my own thing. I'm going to sort things out myself. I'm going to do it my own way. And we can sort of give up on waiting for God. Whereas Advent calls us to be people who wait with hope, who wait actively for God. We don't just sit around thinking, oh, is God going to do anything? We wait in the way that God would want us to wait. And God calls us to be people who act in love and grace, who invite others, who welcome others. This is how we wait. And who also keep coming back to God and who he is, reminding ourselves of what he is like. In the Bible, there's a passage, I think it's on the screen, and it's from the book of Micah. And it's by a prophet who waited a long time for God. And he says this, but as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Saviour. My God will hear me. He never saw Jesus born as a baby on earth, but he said he would wait in hope. He wouldn't give up waiting for what God had for him. And we are called to be people who don't give up waiting for what God has for us. Let's just pray together before we sing our final song. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Saviour. My God will hear me. We pray that during this time, God will help us to be people who know what it is to wait on him, that he will walk with us, and that he will bless us with his presence. For we ask it in his name. Amen. Please be seated.